The scripture stories that surround Christmas are so well known that I have a fear that we tend to just let them go in one ear and out the other. We start the story, there was a census and, you know, the emperor is going to send everybody to their hometowns and we go, oh, I've heard that one, right? And we'd stop listening and we just let the story wash over us because we've heard it so many times. This is a danger at Christmas and at Easter when we have these same stories being told over and over again. They can lose their luster and they can lose the mystery and majesty that is so inherent in them. So I think it can be a good idea every once in a while to try to find new ways to tell the same story. I did this on Christmas Day by singing it. And this morning I would like to share with you a series of sonnets that I've been writing over the last couple of weeks that tell the story of Christmas again in a new way. The greatest story ever told began when God breathed deep and bade the light to shine. Creation burst from love and word, then ran away and grasped at purpose less divine than God would wish or yearn for it. For God, in foolish wisdom, wove with freedom's thread and gave creation chances to be flawed, if chance there were to choose the Lord instead. This freedom came to earth when Eden's dust was poured in human form. But right away, the fruitless choice was made, and broken trust turned Eden's joyful hues to shades of gray. The freedom God had granted first abused when fear and shame were learned and love refused. With love refused, sad separation reigned. We littered earth with broken covenants and chose dark paths to walk, and then complained to God that we were lost beyond all sense. In longing, God would call us to return, and for a fickle time we would repent. The cycle thus unleashed, we'd grasp, then spurn the love of God. But God would not relent. We showed no willingness to come to God, so God in mercy chose to come to us as shepherd, comforting with staff and rod to teach us sheep again to love and trust. As love so often does, this love began when Mary felt a tremor neath her hand. Her hand leapt up to shield her dazzled eyes when Gabriel, awash in radiance, appeared to her, and much to his surprise, he saw no fear in Mary's countenance. Confusion showed instead on Mary's face. She wondered how she ranked as favored one when her humility would grant no place as high, yet humble love would bear the son. Now God entrusted Mary to decide if God's design to walk upon the earth would flow through Mary's womb. Thus, God relied on human freedom to approve the birth. But God chose well. The humble maid said yes, and through her love, this broken world was blessed. The world was blessed one night in David's town. But so few saw the miracle arrive that we might wonder whether it came down at all or if it simply failed to thrive. The Savior people sought was not a child who nestles helpless at his mother's breast. They sought a fighter who, like Samson, piled the bodies of the foes he sent to rest. They sought a soldier who, like David, led his troops to bloody victory with ease. They sought a muscle-bound Messiah, bred to root out rank imperial disease. So when the unexpected came that night, the people waiting all ignored the light. The light was fading fast in Bethlehem when Joseph, hand in hand with Mary, passed the final house, which closed its doors to them like all the rest had done that day. At last, the months of waiting ended with a burst of pain that echoed through the darkling gloom. She knew the birth would now be unrehearsed and cried to Joseph, "Please go find a room." But Joseph would not leave her in the street. So heaving Mary to his arms, he veered off down a dusty trail and heard the bleat of sheep and goats and knew a stable neared. For once, thank God, a door stood open wide, and breathless, weak, the couple dropped inside. The couple dropped inside a stable stall, and Joseph gathered up the fresher hay while anxious Mary paced from wall to wall until the urge to push would not delay. The universe contracted to the here, the now, the pain, the prayer, the ancient swell, the final push, the cry so crystal clear, the word made flesh was born, Emmanuel. The universe expanded once again as light ascending from within the child reflected in the nighttime sky, and then the light ignited in a star most wild. The brilliance shone on heaven and on earth, proclaiming God with us, the Savior's birth. The Savior's birth took place, yet no one heard until the herald angels praised his name to shepherds, low-life rabble, many slurred. And yet, for outcasts such as these, he came. When Eastern wisdom read the star's good news, the Magi journeyed west toward the flame. But Herod welcomed them with bloody ruse, and yet, for immigrants like these, he came. For all creation was the Savior born, yet not for wealth, nor fortune, nor for fame, but for the broken, lost, abandoned, scorned, and yes, what joy for you and me. He came. The greatest story ever told endures. O God, keep telling it till we are yours. Amen.